Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another lovely episode of Irresponsible Behavior. If you're wondering why things look a little weird here or why we've been gone so long, we're definitely going to fill you in on that. And actually, let me just pop over here so I keep myself on track because I don't want to go all over the place anymore. Quick little update. If you haven't noticed, there's only two floating heads staring you in the eyes right now. It is not because of any sadness or anything like that. Regardless of what Rocky over here wants to say.
He died.
No. Travis did not die, medic, as Rock would call him. He's taking on another job. He's just got a lot of responsibilities right now, so he's not going to be a part of the podcast with us anymore. He's still going to listen. I'm sure he's still going to give a shit in our group chat about it, but he's not going to be here to grace his face in your space. Look at me. I'm potent, didn't know it. I can make a rhyme anytime.
He's passed.
No, he has not passed. Anyways, he's still getting married soon, and I've still got to go marry him, I think. I think they still want me to do that. I really don't know.
Well, it's canceled because he passed.
He did.
R.I.P. R.I.P. medic. All right.
So he's going to stick with that probably forever. He's going to throw that in there whenever he can. He's still here with us. He's still kicking, I guess is the best way to put it. So with that being said, you're going to notice some changes around here. We're going to try to stay more structured, even though that's really not going to happen. And we're going to make our episodes just a little bit shorter. Hi, I missed you guys. I'm sorry we were gone for so long. We had to work some shit out. And this asshole over here had to work night shift for like a month.
Night shift. But I didn't pass.
No, and neither did Travis. He's still there too. Anyways, let's move right on along and get this crazy train on the rails.
It's crazy.
Let's go with some life updates, man. It's been a minute since we talked. So spill the beans. Let everybody know how you've been. What's going on?
I still have plantar fasciitis. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. I'm on a diet now. I'm 220 and I'm trying to get my weight down, and this has not been fun.
So you're 220.
Yeah. You want
to get your weight down. How tall are you?
I am 5'11".
5'11". Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 6'3". I'm 250. I'd like to be down to like 220. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I want to get down to 175.
You're going to be like skin and bones,
no,
dude.
No, that's a good healthy weight for me. Dude, now all kidding aside, my body is not made for weight, and I feel it. And having busted-ass feet, like my feet are cute, but like busted-ass feet. I sell feet pics, $50 a picture, if anybody wants to hit me up.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's hot feet. Put peanut butter on it, cream cheese, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise an instrument? SpongeBob fans will get that one.
But so I'm on a diet, and we got an Oculus.
Which one?
The Quest 2.
Quest 2? Ooh,
yeah.
I've got a Quest. I don't have a Quest 2.
We got the Quest 2, the 256 gigs, and...
Fancy.
Didn't think I'd like it at first. Thought I'd get sick, but I am like in my head. I'm constantly obsessing about Beat Saber, dude. I don't know what it is about that game, but it's
so funny. Story is, I got a Quest, the original Quest. Finally, talked my wife into letting me get it. She didn't want me to get it. She said I'd never use it. I'm like, no, I'm gonna love it. She goes, it's gonna make you sick. I'm like, no, I don't get sick with that. It makes me sick as a dog.
Really?
Yeah, I can only use it for like 20 minutes tops at a time.
See, we played Echo, I think it's called Echo VR. It's kind of like a Tron game where you have a disc and stuff like that. That was pretty fun. It's weird. Like being able to see your arms.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, it's freaking weird.
See, that's kind of the downfall with the Quest that I have. It has the one little remote, but it's not for motion. It's just for like selecting, basically. So pretty much anything with the original Quest is just kind of like head movements and stuff.
This you need to get a Quest too.
I'll try yours out. When next time you decide you're finally going to come see me, so I can meet your robot wife, you can bring your Quest 2 up with you.
Like being able to move your body, I think that would help you a lot better instead of your head.
Yeah.
I got a car, not a car. Ooh. I got another CRV. This is two.
Why?
Because I like the CRVs. I got the CRV, and I got my Ghostbusters tag for it, which I was super excited. It says Eco One on the front of it, so I'm so happy.
That's better than your old little Fiat. So
shut up. That thing was fucking badass. I love my Fiat. what else? Kids are in baseball and T-ball right now, which awesome. I am so freaking excited because baseball and T-ball, well, just baseball in general, is like my favorite.
Heck yeah.
And I think that's it. Other than we're getting raises at work, it was just kind of cool. It's in I think next month.
Nice.
Or
nice.
No. Was this March? Yeah, end of this month.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, we're getting raises. No, I'm gonna be completely honest with you, and I don't know if anybody from my work listens to this. I'm probably gonna look for another job if they give me a 50-cent raise after a year.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah, I've already done said something to my supervisor about it, but I'm not. I think I'm a lot further than a lot of people that have been there for years, and I've been there for a year and a half.
Hey, if you're worth it, go earn it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Does it sound? No, that's that Missy Elliott song. That's what you're thinking of.
No, I was thinking about a conversation that we had earlier.
Oh, okay, never mind. Smart ass. Goodness gracious.
So what do you have going on in your fantastic world of nothing?
Well, it has been a minute since we talked. Like I said, you went on night shift, and it's been like ghost town, and then after you come off night shift, we lose Travis to work. He's still alive.
He's passed. Rest in peace, Travis.
No. And we have tried to, you know, figure out how we're going to proceed. So here we are. So in the last month and a half-ish, we've done a lot. I know I used to always joke about the laser engraver. That has slowed down. I still have some projects I do with it, but I'm not on it every day anymore, which is kind of nice because coming home and relaxing is something to enjoy. I don't want to have to come home and go straight to that and then go to bed. It kind of sucks. We took our Razor. I mean, I've talked about the Razor before. We took our Razor out for like our first actual ride. That was pretty awesome.
What the fuck is a Razor again?
The side-by-side off-road vehicle.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I saw the light bulb. Yeah. Anyways, we took that out for the first time. Went to Feb Jam at Circle E here in Tennessee. That was very interesting. It was so whenever we bought it, I was kind of on the mindset of thinking, hey, we'll take this down to like a creek or something and ride along the creek bed or go through the creek or maybe down to the river or go hit some crazy mud holes, you know, that kind of stuff. I do know a lot of people use them for rock crawling.
Yes.
I wasn't really into that, really. I'm a thrill seeker, but I like to take smart risks, not dumb risks. So whenever we agreed to go, I was thinking, oh yeah, well, we're going with a group that is, that's very knowledgeable of the place we're going. And, we're going to have fun. It'll be nice, tame, relaxed, right? Well, it was very fun, but on the first trail we got, so it was a weekend long event, but we only rode on Saturday. So we get there Saturday morning. We go out on the first trail. We're about, I don't know, 30 minutes into this first trail. We'd gone through some mud and a little bit of rock, but nothing crazy. And this guy's in a General, which is more like a farm vehicle than really an off-road vehicle, but it can still be used. It's fine. But he can't make it up this hill. And it's not a hard hill, but it kind of goes up and hooks to the left. And there's a rock that sits like this in the middle of it. So you got to get over it and go. Well, he couldn't get up it. And in the process of trying to get him out, he blew his transmission. Oh. So we're not even 30 minutes into this, and he blew his transmission on the trail. So he had to abandon that and load up with other people. And it was interesting. There was a couple times when people were telling me, yeah, you got to like floor it and hug this side of the rock. And if you let go, you got to hold on to the brake, because if not, you're going to flip down 30 foot into the creek bed. So yeah, it was fun. It was interesting, but it was definitely fun. So I sold a bunch of Funko Pops and I bought some more. Yeah, it's been a fun time. It's been a long time since I've been graced with your face.
Why don't you get a 3D printer and make your own Funkos?
So I thought about that, and I tried to win one a couple times, like the giveaways on TikTok.
They're
and
not that expensive anymore.
It's still like $600 is like the entry point, but I don't want an entry point one. I want like a good one. Then I got to buy the filament. And so also, I'm a weirdo. I don't like leaving things like plugged up or turned on overnight. So I would never be able to do a print longer than the time I'm going to be awake, unless I moved it to my office at work and just let it run up there.
Why would you not leave it running at your house?
I'm just weird.
Well, explain like, this I'm always, to me.
I'm always afraid like something's going to catch fire, or something's going to melt down, or some shit like that.
Shit happens. What can you do? That's why you have insurance.
Like not be there. Oh, and since I look down, I can do a man bun again. There it is. For my video viewers, you can see my little man bun.
You know what? I wish you would get rid of it. I wish you would cut your hair like a fucking normal person and not...
Says the bald guy.
I gave up.
Why don't you like my hair?
I've always hated your hair. Always. What? I'm what? Serious. This is not even for like
chalk factor.
Yes, like I've always hated your hair. Always.
What?
Because it's not normal hair.
It is normal. Everybody has this hairstyle.
I am 36 years old, and you are the only person that I have ever seen have a hairstyle like that.
At least I don't have a mullet.
Might as well.
Praise hell, praise Dale, right?
Yeah. Shoot. No, oh, I'm serious. Get rid of it. Have a normal short hair.
Now, look, I did tell my wife that I was going, so I wanted it to go blonde again. So if you can tell, it has blonde in it again.
Yes.
So I told my wife I was going to dye it blonde again. I'm going to let it grow out one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let my beard grow out one last time. And then I'm going to, after that, I'm cutting all my hair off, keeping it short. And I'm going to keep my beard short, like shorter than this. So
I mean, that beard right there don't look that bad.
It don't, but the mustache drives me absolutely bonkers. And if it gets any longer than this, it looks weird when I keep my mustache at this length, but this is like, you know, out here.
Oh.
It starts to look kind of weird. So I'm gonna let it grow out one more time because I can't stand when my mustache hair is like curl into my lip and stuff.
Yeah.
So I like to just trim it all up real good. So I'm gonna let it grow out one last time, and then I'm going to probably be about this length all the way.
About like what I've got right now.
Kind of, yeah. Only I won't have a naked chin.
I like my naked chin. Suits me.
I'm whatever suits you, man. I'm just saying I like mine covered.
Yeah. I but obviously yeah, don't have a choice.
Right, because you can't, you know, grow enough stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. Nice little catch up for everybody. So you know where we've been and what we've been up to. So let's just get moving into our topics for tonight, man. And I'll go first.
Rest in peace, Travis.
Quit with that shit. So this I got a question for you, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. And I don't want this to go too far off the rails here, but it's going to lead to some stuff. So I'm just going to get it out there. What are examples where bigger is better is not true?
Penis.
I somehow knew that was going to be the first answer. Oh,
dude, you can't ask me that and expect me not talking about penis.
Okay, so I don't think we need to elaborate too much on that one.
Why?
without going too vulgar anyways.
For Trevor's question, comment below, and I want to see how creative we could get.
Well, let's do it the right way. If you're watching our video podcast,
like and subscribe.
If you're on YouTube, make sure you comment below, and let's get this answered in the comments as much as YouTube will allow. If you're not, though, if you're listening to us on audio, head over to our Instagram at Irresponsible Behavior PC, or I'm sorry, Irresponsible PC _.
Thank you.
On Instagram. And drop a comment on our most recent photo and let us know what you think. Bigger is better is not true. Is that your only answer, though, there, Rock? Is just a penis?
I do like penis. Fingers.
I can see that in a non-sexual way.
Could you imagine having, like, giant ass, like sausage fingers?
Like, I'm thinking long, and you're thinking like fat.
No, I'm thinking fat. You said big. That's the way I think. But like, trying to like, you can't grab a Coke can or nothing like that. You'll
squish it.
Yeah, you can't grab your penis because you'll squish it. And
so, okay, I don't remember this guy's name, so I'm not going to throw him under the bus here at all. But I used to work for a guy right after I graduated high school. I worked for a company called Cutco Knives. If you've ever heard of that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I did that for a little while, door-to-door selling some knives, man. But the guy that was like the head honcho in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that kind of ran it, he had elephantitis. That might not be right. I don't know if it was elephantitis something else.
He had diverticulitis.
It wasn't diverticulitis, yes, but I don't want to say he had elephantitis and that not be what it actually was, but he had something. His hands were like, they had like red splotches all over them, but they were huge. I mean, his fist was probably the size of my face. The rest of him was normal, but his hands were massive. And I'll never forget, because the first like meeting we had with all the new hires, we're sitting there and this dude comes in, he's high as a fucking kite, and he sits down and he goes, "Holy shit, bruh. What the fuck happened to your hands?" And the guy's just like, "That's it. You can leave." And he's like, I'm here to work, man. I just want to know what happened to your big old sausage fingers." And like, this guy was pissed. I was afraid he was going to like murder him with his massive hands.
Could he hold a medium pizza?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. When he was writing.
I need reference.
Right. When he was like writing with his pen on the paper for us or something, you couldn't see the pen.
Wow.
Yeah, they were massive. They were huge.
I would have. Whoa. Oh, wait. You're gonna have to edit that out, okay. Because, dude, you glitched so bad.
That's fine.
I saw your hands go up, and this is all I saw. Like, that's all I saw.
I don't even know if I'll edit that out. I might just leave it in.
It was so funny.
So I'll answer my own question here too. When bigger isn't better, and I'm gonna quit. It's my own personal life here. And it's my Funko Pops, and I love these little figurines. They're awesome. And in memory of Betty White passing, we just picked this up at Books a Million. It's a rose from Golden Girls.
I tell you what, man, the things I would do to that old woman if she was still alive. Man. No, I'm serious, man. I feel like if you want peak sexual energy and the purest form of sex, you should have slept with Betty White.
Goodness gracious,
she was still damn good looking. Still.
I mean, you can. I'll let you have your taste on that.
I'm not into old ladies, but Betty White. man, I would let her.
I probably don't want to know,
dude. Listen.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to roll right past it, man. Roll right past it. So anyways, I've got a Betty White Funko Pop here, and it's perfect. It fits in the size of my hand. It's easy to display on the wall because they're all the same size.
I would put myself in her hand.
Okay, I'm going to put Betty White up now.
Get me riled up.
I'll pull out Luke Skywalker and the Valentine's Luke Skywalker.
I would never pull out a Betty White.
Oh, dear Lord, there it is. I was waiting on that one. So anyways, but then you can get these bigger Funko Pops from the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's
now, where
cool.
The hell? It's awesome. And I've got some really, I've got a 10-inch Joker and a 10-inch The Child or Grogu from Mandalorian.
Mine's not 10 inches.
Oh, I'm so sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
But hey, bigger isn't better, right?
That's right. I don't want a giant penis. I feel like that's too much.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to have to like adjust it. But anyways, these things are hard to display when they get up to this big. I don't have shelves that can hold them.
Take them out.
No, never.
Why?
Never. Never. So I've got Funko sodas that have little figurines inside of like a soda can. I can take those out, but these boxes never get open. They stay shut.
That's so stupid.
Hey, every collector has their thing, and that's mine. So, and just for you guys that are, you know, listening to our video, are listening, watching our video here, this whole wall you see is Funko's, the wall in front of me is Funko's, and the wall to the left of me is Funko's, and that bookshelf is giant Funko's and Funko sodas.
No Funko's.
Funko-taculous.
I just don't understand. I mean, I guess to each his own.
I'm sitting here with Funko's, and he's got light bulbs and his robot wife's butt on his wall.
Yes.
Yes.
I have Goku over there, or... Wait,
like all you can see is his arm.
Yeah, I know, but he's over there. I've had that for a long time. I also have a periodic table.
Which Goku is he? Is he Super Saiyan? Super Saiyan 2. Super Saiyan 2? Okay.
Super Saiyan 2 battled Goku.
Ooh, fancy.
And I took him out of the box.
But not Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan?
Which one? Blue or red?
Blue.
No.
No, it's been a long time since I've seen Dragon
Ball
Z.
If anything, if I were to ever buy a Goku one again, it would be Ultimate Ultra Instinct. like the final form of Ultra Instinct. And then apparently there is a whole nother level of Super Saiyan called Super Saiyan 100.
I saw a video on no shit.
Yeah.
Saw a video on that today on TikTok.
Yeah.
It was like Goku walking and introducing all of his forms.
Yeah. And I So keep moving with your question. Bigger is better.
Yeah, bigger. What cases where bigger is not better? So I said Funko Pops. You said penis and fingers. I'm gonna go with feet. Feet's gonna be my second one.
Oh man, I don't like feet.
I'm just saying, like,
I wear feet.
I mean, we all have our things, right? Now, so I wear a size 12, right? And if my feet were any bigger, I'd have to buy special shoes, and it would just be a pain in the ass. You know what I mean?
I've got teeth. Teeth. Big teeth.
Oh, big teeth. Yeah, yes. No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
What else? Well, what else there could be? We could...
Noses. I mean, if we're going with body parts, you could say your nose. You don't want a huge nose.
You know that there's, like, people out there with big noses, and you're over here
there's
just...
people out there with big feet, big penises, and big fingers, too.
What about, like, what about, like, a big dog, like a Clifford? Like, that would suck.
That'd be, like, too big, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, this giant, like, Chihuahua Clifford-looking fucking thing and just running around yipping at shit?
Ankle biting your face?
Yeah, oh, God. It'd be ankle biting your house.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Okay, here's one. A house. Bigger isn't always better with a house.
Butts.
I can't agree with that.
See, I like, listen, I don't want like stuck in the doorway ass. I want good ass.
Quality
good.
Over quantity.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Quality over quantity. Quality.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So quality over quantity.
Yeah. I don't want quantity.
Oh, man. Oh, here's a good one that we can both appreciate.
Balls.
Yeah.
You were going to say vaginas, weren't you?
No, I was going to say video games.
Oh. What do you mean bigger?
So, like, a big, massive open world video game that takes hundreds and hundreds of hours to complete isn't always a good thing.
No. No.
Because, like, just for instance, personal experience, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I was in love with the game. I still haven't beat it just because I can't. It takes too long and it's too much like repeat shit to keep going.
Never played it. I gave up. I gave up on Assassin's Creed. I think after like the second one, I was like, nope, this is going to just keep.
That's when they were still good.
No, I played the pirate one.
That was like the last good one.
Yeah, I didn't. I made it like I was on the ship and I was like, this is stupid.
To me, that was like the last good one of Assassin's Creed. But that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
So we've asked my question. I know you have a question you want to ask.
I know I don't because I have to read it because I can't. When we talk about stuff, like I forget what we talk about because I'm old as fuck.
It's okay, buddy.
So my question is, you know, the whole 2020 thing, everything this, I mean, the whole year was like, what the fuck? One thing after another. What event wouldn't surprise you if it happened right now or just like now in general? Like what?
I mean, could go with the obvious one here and just say World War III.
I mean, that's going to happen.
It hasn't happened yet though. So it wouldn't surprise me if it does.
Aliens making themselves. Oh, okay. Yeah, dude, like I would be like, okay, like what the fuck? Or like reptile people.
Yeah,
reptilians. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, this is fine. Zombies.
Ooh. I don't know about zombies happening right now, but what about like the earthquake where like California falls off the United States and all that?
The question was if like what wouldn't surprise you? Like if I went outside and I hear a zombie like walking through the yard, I'd be like, okay, like this is really
fucking happening. No, that one would still surprise me.
Oh no, that wouldn't.
Ready for it. I mean, out of any kind of apocalypse, zombie apocalypse would be the one I'd choose.
You know what'd be fucked up if like all these years that we were trained to shoot a zombie in the head and then come to find out that that's not how they die and
you
gotta
shoot them in the toe.
No. And you can't kill them.
Ooh, yeah.
They like do not die unless you like cut them up. where they cannot,
like, or completely incinerate them, or so where there's nothing left.
Yes, like we would never know.
For day, boys.
Dude, that would be like someone pop a zombie in the head, and it's just like things like fuck you.
I don't care.
Yeah, shoot me again, fucker.
Yeah, that'd be kind of insane. Let's see, what else wouldn't surprise me?
Mole people.
That would surprise the
like
shit
people
out of me.
That live like in like the what's the word I'm looking for, like subterranean, like underground.
Oh, like inside the earth.
Yeah, like that wouldn't surprise me.
That'd be kind of cool though. Marvel quitting movies.
Yeah, no, that would surprise me.
It really wouldn't me, because this decade's been so fucked up already. Why not rip something else out?
Yeah, that's true. They make too much money, so that would never happen.
Okay, so more realistic. DC makes a good movie.
Justice League, the director's
the
cut.
Snyder cut.
The Snyder
was
cut
okay,
was the best.
But the theatrical release, the one that most people saw first, was shit.
You know what? I'm glad they came out with it. I know we kind of get like we're having like subtopics, but I'm glad that we like he did that, because that filled in so many fucking gaps. Because they jumped all over.
I haven't seen it yet because I can't find 4 hours to sit down and watch it. But everything I've heard is that it is definitely worth the 4 hours to sit down and watch it.
I'm going to tell you, when you get started, it will suck you in, because it explains everything, and the fact that Darkseid's in it, like, dude, it makes it so much worth it. Like,
have you seen Peacemaker?
I will not watch it.
What? Why not?
I like watching John Cena, like, on TV, like, doing interviews. But I cannot take him seriously. I cannot take him. I can't watch him. I can't.
That was so shocking. The bulb behind you went out.
Oh, wow. It did, didn't it?
It did.
No, but I don't like him as an actor. I don't find him comically funny. He's weird. But I mean, in like a cool. Yeah. He's like a giant Ernest.
I can see that.
He looks just like fucking Ernest.
For our listeners, and I know, once again, I know we're getting off topic a little bit here. Peacemaker's worth the watch. Don't pay attention to the intro that happens at the beginning of every episode, because just like ours, it's fucking horrible.
What is it? What is the show?
The show? So it takes place right after Suicide Squad, the most recent Suicide Squad.
Never saw it. That's the one with the shark?
Yeah.
John Cena's in that movie?
Yeah, he's Peacemaker in that.
Okay.
So watch that. That's a pretty good movie. And then Peacemaker takes place right after that. So it's all about like his little journey. But it's worth watching it so you understand the story, and then it getting all the way to the end, because the finale scene is amazing. It gives you a hint at the DC movie universe.
Not going to happen. I'm not going to watch it.
You're just going to go watch that last little clip, aren't you?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'll just Google it or YouTube.
That's fine. I'll tell you one that would not surprise me, and it's probably going to happen, is we're going to get a cancellation on The Flash this year.
I've not been keeping up with it. Kind of gave up on it.
I had given up because it got real stale, and then the other night, I was like, you know what? I want to watch The Flash, so I caught all the way up.
Wow. How many seasons is there now? Five?
Eight.
Wow. Eight years.
So it comes back on next week, I think. So it's March 2nd right now. It comes on next Wednesday.
Same actor playing The Flash?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But there's a lot more speedsters now, which is one thing I know it's The Flash and a lot of his villains are speedsters, but give it a break. Like, we've seen some speedsters too many times at this point.
I mean, there's like, as far as speedsters, the most known speedsters are Reverse Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Godspeed.
Mm-hmm.
Death Flash. Can I think of his name?
Black Flash. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Black Flash.
Black Flash. And then obviously the other alternate universes of The Flash.
Well, then you got Barry Allen, Bart Allen, Nora in the show, Nora Allen, Wally West, Like every single one we've named has been in the, it has been in the show. Every Jay Garrick, which I guess is alternate universe Flash, but still,
yeah,
they've all been in the show. And it's kind of like, holy shit, we get it. There's a lot of speedsters here. Let's show somebody else. Well,
I mean, even if you like read the comic books, they jump around a lot.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
I mean, there's all freaking kinds of different versions of the Flash. But the most known Flash is Barry Allen.
Yeah. And one more for the roaring what the fucks. What about me becoming a millionaire? That wouldn't surprise me one bit. Oh, it's my year to shine, yes, baby.
No, it's not. You're going to fail like you always do.
Manifesting that destiny. I'm going to be a millionaire. I always made the joke, like when I was younger, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. I'm closing in on that. So my birthday is April 5th. And at that point, I'll have exactly 1 year to finish that dream. So,
dude, you better pull something out of your ass.
I better. I had to figure something out here.
I think I'm going to strip.
You're going to strip?
Yeah, I think I'm going to strip and make my millions.
Hey. Millions, million, right?
But I'm not going to do it like a strip club. I'm going to do it like a nursing home.
Nice.
Dude, you know how much money you'd make for stripping for old bitches, ladies?
Probably
Sorry.
Not much, but...
Sorry.
Probably not much, but whatever you say, my guy.
But think about it. These old women got all this money, and they just want some young guy to come in and shake their sack across their little feed tables. Dude, there ain't nothing wrong with that little Dear sliding Lord. Feed tables. I don't know what it is about tonight. I'm really into old ladies.
You really are, and I'm wondering if there's something wrong with you.
No, Betty White, man.
Everybody that's been waiting to hear from us is going to be like, dude, what the fuck happened? This guy was the grandpa, and now he wants to like sleep with the grandma. His robotic wife just ain't enough.
No, she's actually 73.
Oh, your robot wife is 73?
Yeah, she's 73. In a wheelchair, she's got a peg leg. It's really nice.
Peg leg.
Yeah, she's got a peg leg.
Yeah, for sure. So everybody, thank you so much for coming back and being a part of Irresponsible Behavior. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, that's irresponsiblepc_. Check us out on Twitter at irresponsiblepc, no underscore.
Yep.
And check us out on YouTube and Facebook and Spotify and all the podcasts everything around the globe at Irresponsible Behavior. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I'm out.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.